This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars. All over New York City, there are semi-clothed or nude women, and they are so baked into architecture that we don't even see them. For example, when you enter the New York Public Library, on the left-hand side, there's a sculpture of a young woman leaning against a horse.
At 100th and Riverside Drive, a stone woman sits in a chair with a child.
That's former New Yorker Avery Trufelman.
And on the very top of the New York Municipal Building, there's a golden woman holding a crown.
And these women are actually the same woman.
Audrey Munson was the most famous artist model in the United States. In her lifetime, she would go on to decorate buildings and memorials all over the country. Like so many supermodels that would come after her, Audrey Marie Munson was scouted on the streets of New York City in 1906.
She was picked up on the street by a photographer.
This is Andrea Geyer, an artist herself and author of Queen of the Artist Studios, the story of Audrey Munson. This photographer gave Audrey his card and asked if she would pose for some portraits.
This photographer recommended that Audrey meet a friend of his, the famous sculptor Isidore Conti.
From that encounter, the resulting sculpture was The Three Muses, three nude women with their arms around each other, all three modeled after Audrey.
And this was the first of many sculptures that she would model for Isidore Conti.
Audrey began to work for many other famous artists in New York. As her reputation grew, she was recommended from studio to studio, and slowly, her likeness appeared, mostly naked or half-naked, all over the city. In 1913, the New York Sun dubbed her Miss Manhattan.
But Audrey is not always recognizable in sculpture. Her figure is different in different artists' eyes. Sometimes she's lithe, sometimes she's fuller. From sculpture to sculpture, there are no obvious giveaways that you're looking at Audrey's body. The clues are in her face.
It's the expressions of the eyes and the mouth and the nose. Like, once you know how she looks, you can see her everywhere.
Audrey could hold the same pose for hours, sometimes for an entire day.
Audrey's unique set of skills earned her a decent salary, about $35 a week, which today would be like $800 a week. She made enough to give a day's salary to the suffragist movement, which was in full swing around her. Audrey was an independent, confident woman at a good time to be a sculpture model.
Because the architecture that was in vogue in the United States from the end of the 19th century through World War I was the Beaux-Arts style. And this style required a lot of sculptures and detailed ornamentation.
It was a great time in many ways to be an artist.
This is architectural historian Karen McNeil.
Whether you were an architect, a sculptor, a painter, a craftsperson making lamps.
You've seen Beaux-Arts style architecture. Virtually all state capitals are in this style. That image of an authoritative building with columns and statues all around, maybe a big dome, that's Beaux-Arts.
The style is a cross between like stately Greek Parthenon and flowery French Versailles.
You have all of this ornamental detail that is integral to the building.
And architecture and sculpture are really bound together in this movement.
When you take the decorative elements off of a Beaux-Arts building, It looks weird. The dimensions don't quite work anymore.
But also, the sculptures are signs of the building's purpose. They're very overtly representational. Like in a private home, the statues are of domestic scenes, or on a market, they're of harvest and eating. For a government building, say San Francisco City Hall,
it's all going to tell us about this is the seat of government and California is so great and fabulous, but it's all going to be allegorical.
In a government building, you might find a statue of a woman holding an olive branch, or the scales of justice representing the state, liberty, truth, you name it.
Just women placed on this pedestal of virtue, morality, motherhood, nurturing, strength.
And for several years, this pure, uncorrupt symbol of virtue in the U.S. was Audrey Munson. She was everywhere. But following World War I, the Beaux-Arts style began losing popularity.
The Beaux-Arts style came out of Europe, and so there was a questioning about whether or not we want to be using that kind of symbolism.
Also, the economics of Beaux-Arts style were impossible.
It became increasingly expensive to construct these buildings and pay for all of the artists and artisans to design all of the elements of the building and install it.
The architectural world didn't need Audrey like it used to. And also, at 30, she was aging out of the business.
Audrey's 15-year career as an artist model had come to an end. But in those 15 glorious years, Audrey found immortality in artwork all over American cities, where she still is today, perched high, quietly, staring down at us. 99% Invisible was produced this week by Avery Truffleman, with Sam Greenspan, Katie Mingle, Kurt Kohlstedt, Delaney Hall, Sharif Youssef, Ted Muldoon, and me, Roman Mars. We are a project of 91.7 KALW and Radiotopia. Find out more at 99pi.org.